It might not look like anything special with its beige walls and institutional fluorescent lights, but this hallway in UNC's Joyner dormitory is designed to help transform lives. Here, in a simple room with a bed, a dresser, and desk, senior Peter Yogis opens his laptop.
I'm sorry, sometimes I get so bored and then I just start surfing on YouTube and finding these stupid videos.
But also on his laptop, Yogis finds reminders of his past life, like a selfie he took when he was 19 years old.
My pupils are the size of pinpricks. I had been picking at my skin. Yeah, I can definitely tell that I'm on a lot of drugs.
Yogis says it started with raiding his parents' liquor cabinet at age 13. Then he turned to pot and OxyContin. He says he was bullied at school for being gay, and pills were his escape. When he came to UNC as a sophomore, he couldn't kick what had become an addiction.
I would use more, and then the side effects would come. I mean, it really is insanity.
That's why now, as a senior, he lives here in Recovery House. It's a special section of the third floor of Joyner Hall, a place for students like Yogis, former addicts who are trying to stay sober.
I have a community here of people in recovery, which is really powerful, and it's helped me tremendously to stay accountable and help support me and build me up.
UNC is one of dozens of universities across the nation that offers separate housing for students in recovery. Many schools started their programs in the last decade, as the National Survey on Drug Use and Health found that college-age adults now have the country's highest rate of addiction.
Carolina is not unique to this, but we know that college campuses in general are what we might call sober, hostile environments. In other words, it's not easy to be sober here.
That's Dean Blackburn. He's the director of UNC's Student Wellness. He mentors recovering students in two special housing communities, the one in Joyner Hall for those who want to stay connected with campus, and one called Oxford House for students who prefer to get further away. Oxford House is a halfway house of sorts. Tucked in a backwoods neighborhood of Chapel Hill, it puts about 2 miles between students in recovery and potential temptations on campus.
So yeah, this is my room. It's a little bit of a mess right now, although I gotta say, it used to get a lot messier than this.
Alex is a senior at UNC. He asked us not to use his last name. He's worried about the stigma of people knowing he was a drug addict. But he's been sober for more than 3 years now. Two of those years he spent living here at the Oxford House.
It's a safe place for me because I don't want to live with drugs or alcohol. And if people do drugs or alcohol in the house, like, they gotta leave.
Alex is one of six who live here, but Oxford House can hold 10. And the on-campus recovery house has a lot of space available, too. Dean Blackburn concedes the university could do more outreach. But students who found the program say they're glad they did. Back at Joyner, Peter Yogis has a hard time recognizing himself in those old pictures.
I don't feel like I look like that person anymore. Like, I see somebody completely different.
It's a difference he says is due, at least in part, to the place where he lives. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jay Siebold.